It's time for My Morning Mixtape on 95BFM.
Indeed it is, and our guest this week is Savina Kim, who is running the Ignite program for the second time, and she's here to share a bunch of tunes with us and tell us a bit about what the Ignite program is and what's coming up and all that kind of stuff. How are you doing?
Yeah, good, thank you. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
No worries, it's good to have you up, and I'm sure you've got quite a lot of experience in the music industry and stuff, so I'm sure these tracks that you've chosen all have kind of quite a bit of history behind them.
Is there any overlying thing? I'm not really sure, but I had a lot of fun digging through like what sort of defines your career, and it was hard to pick just three songs, but
I'm sure it was quite difficult to that's the thing, people always
trip down memory lane.
Yeah, people find it quite hard to dig out three songs that kind of highlight the last few years or whatever of their life, so I don't know, it's hard to do, but it makes it easier to kind of lock down on three is enough, I feel like you can tell us about them. What's this first one that you've chosen?
Okay, so this first one I'm going to play is a track by Wellington band So So Modern, who unfortunately aren't together anymore, but members like Grace and Gilmore still putting out album after album. And I think a few of the other guys are doing a few music stuff as well.
I think so. They're all kind of a lot like all over the place now at the moment.
Yeah, and they're a bunch of really smart, lovely guys. I met them quite a long time ago when I actually used to go out to gigs like 3-4 times a week. I don't know if you can even go to that many gigs a week now with all the venues closing down. But So Modern. I can't remember when the first time I saw them, but I was just blown away. And I thought, I've got to get these guys on the All Ages show. So I looked up the date. It was 10 years ago in 2008. I had them play with Naked and Famous, but I had So So Modern open. Headline that one. That was quite interesting. And that was also with Mean Street, with Emily from Street Chance, old band. And the Shocking Pinks were supposed to play, but the singer had some crazy surgery and couldn't make it up. And we had a local band, Boyfriend, fill that spot, and I think Moran Says What as well.
That was fun.
That was a really good show, and then got to know the boys really well, and then I put the album release show for the Crude Futures album down at Backo Room off Nelson Street, and so it was like an all ages show during the day, and then the second R18 show in the evening or something like that.
Oh, cool.
And that was also with Cut Off Your Hands, and yeah, really good lineup. So yeah, trip down memory lane for sure.
Awesome. Well, let's give this one a listen, and then we'll go straight into the second one that you've chosen. We'll talk a bit about that one afterwards.
Cool, awesome.
Whenever you're ready. We'll be right back. What was that one for the people that out there that don't know that track?
Oh, you everyone knows that song.
I hope so.
So I was maybe thinking about playing a different Gary Numan song, but I mean, you've got to play Cars. It's a classic. So that was probably another trip down memory lane. Also had to look up the date of that. May 2011. Gary Numan came to town, played at the ASB Theatre and LT Centre, and I was working for a promoter at the time, so I was a promoter rep. Gary and his wife came down. They were playing the Pleasure Principle album in its entirety, and I think the second half he played other hits from other songs and stuff. And he was the nicest gentleman I've ever met. We went out for a lovely dinner together.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, there's some crazy shit that happened that, like, it was just the Auckland show, but yeah, just really interesting memories from that. So I had a lot of fun reminiscing about that. And then the other really cool thing was, I guess, you know, he's often referred to as a godfather of synths, and the kind of gear that he was after in his tech writer, and just even like finding these unique keyboard stands, I just couldn't find anything that, you know, people didn't really hire this kind of special equipment out.
Had all this very kind of specific, like, ideas or things that he needed for a show.
Oh yeah, and I definitely learned a lot about synths at that time. And then I realized that the great people down at the Rock Shop had you know, new equipment that was exactly what I wanted, and then came up with this really crazy idea. And it was probably the first time I had, like, a creative idea that really came into fruition, and it was like a good confidence boost, I guess. So that's sort of why I chose that song. And that was I partnered up with the Rock Shop and Leon up there. And we had this thing called An Evening with Gary Numan. And he did a little intimate little talk up at Backbeat Bar. And he talked about synths. He talked about how he first wrote that melody on the synths, and he played it, and it was just like spine tingling, like
awesome.
Yeah, it was such a cool time.
Wait, so you helped organize that one?
Yeah, and that was like my idea. And then the Rock Shop, because we were able to get, you know, the amazing Gary Numan to do this thing for their customers, they lent us the gear, and then so pretty much saved the show. And it was like, yeah, and it was just like one of the things. I was like, that was my idea, and it was just like a little coup, and, you know, Gary Numan.
Awesome. That tied together real, like, real perfectly.
Yeah.
And you've been working on the Ignite program over a while now, I guess. It's been 2 years since the first one. And all the this is the first weekend for the gigs this time around.
Yeah. So, and I guess Ignite was one of these crazy ideas I probably had about 4 or 5 years ago now, and then came into fruition 2 years ago when I first ran the program. So, so we're at the end of the 12-week program now. So all of the participants are buckling down in teams and producing their shows. So the first ones are happening this weekend on Friday and Saturday.
Where are they happening?
So they're all at the Alan Melville Centre, because the lovely people there partnered up with us. Because I do totally get that there's a lack of all-ages venues. So the Auckland City Council were right behind us,
awesome.
Which is really cool.
It works out nicely that they just redid the Alan Melville Centre. And then
so
now
flash now.
And yeah, it's especially from when I used to go to all-ages gig there.
Yeah.
So, I'm sure it'll be... I heard that they've got, like, cool projector things kind of set up there as well.
Yeah, there's a permanent really projector and screen. Yeah. And, yeah, it just kind of, like, quite neat there. I think they've got, like, new carpet and... like new curtains and blinds and that kind of thing, new kitchens. And
done it up.
Yeah.
Well, it should be good then. And do you know who's playing at these ones this weekend?
Yeah, so Friday night, that's our participants Josh and Jay is putting on that one. It's called Frick Yeah Fest. So kind of like the FYF Fest in LA, which unfortunately didn't go ahead this year. Really cool festival. Love that festival. And it's with Daffodils are playing, Hollywood DJs, and this band called Sweet Pea, which is Isaac Glynn's new band. So he did the Ignite program in 2016, so... I think it might be one of his first shows.
There's quite a few people on the lineup, especially there were a lot on there that I wasn't even familiar with, and I like to think that I'm quite knowledgeable on the local scene.
You know, but, a lot of local acts.
But yeah, the following night on Saturday, there are a few more on that one that I'm familiar with.
Yeah, so the next night, so that's the Saturday night, that's called Jams on Toast. And the cool thing about this one is all of the acts are actually age 15 to 18, so lots of young talent.
Awesome.
There's a band called Shed, and two of those guys are taking part in our music production stream as well. And Josh is also DJing, who is one of the organisers from the night before. So there's like really nice energy.
They're all
and
working
stuff.
Together, which is a good family kind of friend thing.
Yeah, and that's totally what I definitely want to create with the night program, is that sense of community you get from going to shows.
Awesome. And you've been running a boosted campaign to fund these. To fund or to give them a bit of money behind it.
Oh, totally. Because as you know, to put on shows in general, but especially all ages shows, when the venues come with no PA or lighting or anything, you've got to put everything in. And unfortunately, with you know trying to make the show as cheap as possible, you can't really make the budgets work. So this is a way of helping to fund it. So the campaign closes on this Thursday at midnight, and we're really, really close to a target, so if you could check it out. And
where can people go? Just igniteprogram.org.nz?
Yeah, just go to our website, igniteprogram.org.nz, and there's a link to the boosted campaign, and watch our little video that explains how we're going to use the money, and help us reach our target. Because if we don't get it, we don't get any of that money, and that'd be an absolute shame, so help us out.
Okay, let's get on to this last track that you've chosen to play for us, a big one. A really awesome one that we've been enjoying quite a bit here at BFM over the years. What is it? Tell us about it.
Oh, so, I mean, this was a no-brainer, really. When Hunter reached out, I was like, oh, I get to play Prince. So I'm going to play Nothing Compares to You, Prince. So when he came to play, it was 2016, a couple of years ago. And I remember there was murmurings about Prince coming to play, and I did not believe a single word of it, even though it was through trusty sources at my work.
Yeah.
And people kept pulling me aside and said, Prince is coming. We need you to be the venue contact for this. And I was like, yeah, no, that's fine. He's not going to come. Prince is not coming.
It's all rumours.
And because it was all really short lead, I think we had like maybe month and a half notice before it was all announced, and it went crazy, and I actually didn't believe it until it was announced. And I also flew to Melbourne to see his show there, got to stand on stage next to the piano where he would later perform that night.
Awesome.
And then some really wacky stories from when Prince was here in Auckland playing those two legendary shows. And for me, I don't think I could have really called myself a Prince fan, because it was probably a bit before my time. And then I remember I worked such crazy hours that week that almost I was a bit like pissed off about it. And then and then I didn't buy tickets or anything, and then it's hard to get comps from work. And then all of a sudden someone said, look, you've worked really hard, we're going to give you two tickets for the second show. And I was like, I don't want to be here anymore, And then luckily I was like, there was a small part of me was like, it's Prince, I have to go.
Yeah.
And then so we went along, and my brain was really busy. I was worried about people taking photos because no one could take any photos.
Yeah, I heard that. It was very strict on...
It was so strict. The first show, me and the promoters and the security guys, we had these high-powered torches that were bought specifically for the tour. Anyone that would try and take photos, we would torch them, and that worked really well. And they had zero sort of leaks from the Auckland show, so they were really stoked with us. But yeah, had some really crazy memories and things that I saw, which, maybe I'll write a book one day and talk about them, but yeah.
Awesome. Thanks very much for coming up. We'll give that track a listen. Nothing Compares to You by Prince. I hope that the gigs go well this weekend.
Cool. Thank you very much.
And if you want to donate to the Booster campaign, head to the Ignite website, igniteprogram.org.nz. Cheers.
Thank you.
It's been 7 hours and 13 days since you took your love away. I go out every night and sleep
That was My Morning Mixtape on 95 BFM.